Good afternoon, everybody. It's Michelle and Dr. Adelot here again for another update. We have about over 60 on the call. We received a few questions that hopefully you'll hear the answers today. Our staff continue to come in each day in very good spirits, regardless of some have their own challenges in their home life. We are very appreciative for their dedication. Oh, also as a reminder, this call will be posted on our website, and I do continue to share all your wonderful messages and prayers with our staff. They are very thankful for these and also appreciative of the gifts of food that families have had sent, had delivered. Today they're actually enjoying Mark's Pizza and Wings that was donated to the Jewish Home staff. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Adelot right now, and then I will come back and we'll talk about a few things, especially about Mother's Day, because I've had some questions around Mother's Day and window visits. So Dr. Adelot.
Good afternoon, everyone. There's not a lot of new information to share today. Monroe County continues to have a gradual increase in COVID-19 cases. The curve does appear to be flattening as a result of the social distancing and self-quarantining. But remember, the vast majority of Rochester is still at risk for the illness, including our nursing home population. So as per our previous family call 2 weeks ago, we continue to limit visitors and screen any staff or others entering for fever and any symptoms of COVID-19 at the entrance. We continue to have no current cases of COVID-19. We monitor our residents for fever very closely. We've performed over 40 COVID tests and all have been negative, other than the one positive case we had about 6 weeks ago, who is now recovered and testing negative. We're also monitoring our staff closely, and we've performed 12 COVID tests on staff, all negative. And staff may also be getting COVID testing elsewhere. We're, of course, following Department of Health guidelines closely, and we have a designated unit for any potential COVID positive residents. We've put in place an observation unit where all new admissions remain for 10 days after admission and are observed for a period of time with the staff wearing the full protective equipment, a separate set for each room. The resident remains in the room, and this helps make sure COVID does not come in from new admissions to the home. As you know, over a dozen nursing homes in our area have at least one active COVID case, and some have many cases. So we do expect that we will have cases in our building at some point, probably soon. And we're just taking one day at a time and trying to do our best. On a different topic, several people have asked questions about the antibody test. Antibody testing is different from the nasal swab, which diagnoses active COVID infection. Antibody testing takes a small blood sample to look for antibodies, which show if the person had a previous infection with the virus. A positive antibody test shows that the person had an infection with either COVID-19 or a related coronavirus, because there are many coronaviruses out there. It is unclear if the antibodies provide protection against reinfection with COVID-19. They are not well studied. And it's also concerning that all of the different tests on the market have not been studied well, and some have been found to be unreliable and can show either a false positive or a false negative result. The main use for the tests at this time, and why you're hearing about them, is that public health authorities, like our governor, who are trying to determine how many people in a population have had COVID-19, are doing some sampling with this antibody test. And a recent study that was done by Governor Cuomo in New York State showed that only around 4% of people that were tested in Rochester showed the antibody, meaning that the vast majority of Rochesterians are still susceptible to COVID-19. The question that most people ask is, does having positive antibodies mean that you're immune to this illness and you don't need to practice social distancing, you don't need to wear a mask? That is absolutely not the case. It's really not clear from the current information available that the antibodies indicate immunity. And at this time, we will not be offering the antibody test at the Jewish Home. So in summary, keep yourself safe by practicing social distancing, keep self-quarantining as much as possible, as the pandemic is far from over, unfortunately. And we will continue to use every measure possible to keep your loved ones safe here at the Jewish Home. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie. I just have a couple quick updates or reminders, and then I will end and talk about Mother's Day, since that is approaching very soon. Just as a reminder, we are still offering the window visits. These are just once a week for 15-minute sessions. You really should have only two people from your family come for each window visit. And if you have somebody else that wants to do the visit, like say it's your son or your daughter, then that still only is once a week. It's becoming very overwhelming for our staff, so we just want to maintain that structure. And also, we're going to have some new structure around the FaceTiming and video chats with our social work, because that's also becoming just like all day, that's all that they're doing, and that's not what we want them to do. We want them to spend time with the residents, and of course they have to do their required parts of their job, which is documentation and completing assessments and things like that. So you will see something out in communication around that. Also, we are continuing to do our COVID drills that I talked about a couple weeks ago. And what that means is that we do mock drills in the cottage homes and over here in the tower in the households. We bring all the equipment. We just walk through and mock if somebody was positive, if a resident was COVID positive, and what we would do. We put all the equipment out, walk through that with the staff, and that's been helpful for them to be prepared for when or if we have a COVID positive patient or resident here at the Jewish Home. Another thing I wanted to share, that a couple of weeks ago we had a Department of Health complaint, and it actually came from the Attorney General's office. And it was a family member that called into the Jewish Home that we weren't screening our employees. So that took between me and several other people to do an investigation and look into things. A couple hours to do that, and then what we found out is that it was most likely that people see us, me, Dr. Adelot, it could be the nurse manager, that once we're at work we get screened at the beginning of the shift, and then we move throughout the campus. We have three cottages and we have a tower, so I think people were seeing that and they were assuming that we weren't being screened. And I did send out a communication to our families, and I would really appreciate it if people would call me or email me, or your social worker or nurse manager, if you see something, say something that way versus reporting it, because it just does create a lot of work and investigation that really is not necessary. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. And also in the last week, me and HR and Susan Bussey, that's over at the senior housing, we've been meeting to talk about like reopening. You know, what does our reopen plan look like for the Jewish Home and our senior housing? So I will keep you up to date with that. You know, is it limiting visitors for how long? Obviously, we're going to be wearing face masks and social distancing for a very long time. So we are looking at what will we look at? How will we look for our reopen? And then lastly, again about the window visits too, I wanted to mention, if people that live on the first floor in the cottages, I would really discourage family members from just appearing at their windows, because it does frighten other residents, especially if it's at night or if they have their curtain could be open, it could be an invasion of privacy. So I would discourage families from doing that and just scheduling your window visits. That would be greatly appreciated. And then I will move on lastly, on a positive note, Mother's Day. So we will be celebrating Mother's Day this upcoming weekend. The Jewish Home and the Foundation, they fund the program. We will be providing flowers for each of our female residents. We'll be streaming music from the local Rochester musicians. Also, we are extending the hours for long-term care window visits this Mother's Day weekend. Visits can be scheduled Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th from 9:45 to 4:15, offering 15-minute visits per resident. And you will see a communication, if you have not already on this, from Megan Bevins, our Director of Rec Therapy, and social worker, social work. The meal for that day is a lemon buttered fish. The dessert is ice cream. So the residents are very excited about that. You can definitely contact your rec therapist when you get this note via email to schedule your appointment if you're interested in doing so. And once again, we will share any positive feedback messages that you have for our staff, because we continue to do weekly videos with staff. We will continue these phone conference calls every 2 weeks. And if you have any other follow-up questions, or we did not answer anything, or you thought of something during this call, please don't hesitate to email at covidquestions@jewishseniorlife.org. And I hope you all stay well, stay safe. Thank you.